All right, so you sent over these excerpts from this article. It's called What Are AI Agents? Here's how they work, why they're exciting, and the risks they present. And clearly you want to get a handle on this whole AI agent thing. It feels like it's everywhere. You
It
know,
really does.
every day there's a new headline about AI
Absolutely.
doing something incredible or maybe a little scary.
Right?
But in this deep dive, we're going to cut through all the hype and give you the real deal on AI agents. So you're not just nodding along at parties, but actually get it.
You really understand what's going on.
And what's so fascinating is these AI agents are already out there. They're doing things like scheduling meetings, even diagnosing illnesses. I was reading in the article about how they could be used to personalize education, like adjusting to each student's learning style
Interesting.
in real time. Imagine no more one-size-fits-all lessons.
Yeah, that's a really cool idea.
But before we get ahead of ourselves, let's nail down what exactly makes an AI agent an agent. What sets it apart from like a regular app?
Well, I think a regular app is more like a tool. You give it very specific instructions, and it does that one thing. An AI agent is given a goal, and it figures out the best way to achieve that goal on its own.
Interesting.
Think of it this way. You tell your AI agent, "Get me to work on time tomorrow, but avoid the highway tolls." The agent checks traffic, weather, toll prices, and comes up with the best route for you. No need to, micromanage every turn.
So it's not just about following orders. It's about that autonomous problem solving, which makes a lot of sense, especially when you think about the more complex tasks. But the article mentions a five-step process that AI agents follow. So let's walk through that to really understand the mechanics of it.
All right, let's do it.
The first step is goal recognition, which seems pretty straightforward. The AI agent needs to understand what you want to accomplish.
And it's not just about understanding the words you're saying. It's about grasping the intent behind them. For instance, if you tell your AI agent, "Find me a restaurant for dinner," it needs to figure out, what kind of food you like, your budget, whether you want a reservation, and so on. It's like having a personal assistant that really gets you.
That leads perfectly into step two, task breakdown. Because even a simple goal, like finding a restaurant, actually involves a bunch of smaller steps.
It does. It might involve searching for restaurants in your area, checking reviews, comparing prices, making a reservation, and even arranging for transportation. The AI agent needs to break that big goal down into smaller
So
chunks.
it's almost like project management, but for AI. And that brings us to step three, data collection. To do all of this, the AI agent needs information and lots of it.
Think of the AI agent as a detective gathering clues. It might search restaurant review websites, browse menus, scan traffic reports, even check your calendar to see what your evening looks like, gathering all the data it needs to make the best decision.
It's mind-blowing how much data these AI agents can process.
It is. It's really incredible.
And all of this leads to step four, which is where the rubber meets the road, execution.
This is where the AI agent puts its plan into action. It makes that reservation, orders you an Uber or Lyft, or maybe sends you a reminder about your dinner plans. It's actually doing the tasks.
That it has planned.
So far, so good. But the fifth and final step, the feedback loop, this is where things get really interesting.
This is where it gets cool.
It's not just about completing the task. It's about learning from the experience.
Absolutely. Let's say you went to the restaurant and it was a total flop. The AI agent takes that feedback, analyzes what went wrong, and adjusts its algorithms. So maybe it realizes you prefer quieter restaurants or that you have a specific dietary restriction it didn't account for. This constant learning process
And
is
then,
what makes AI agents so powerful. They're always getting better and more personalized to you.
So it's not just about following a script. It's about learning and adapting on the fly, which
I don't
is
know.
pretty remarkable.
Yeah, I think so. But I'm guessing there's a reason why businesses and even individuals are so excited about AI agents. Let's get into like the potential benefits.
Okay.
This is where things start to feel futuristic.
Yeah.
In a good way.
Yeah, in a good way.
You're telling me I can have like a digital assistant that not only manages my schedule, but also learns my preferences and gets better over time.
Exactly.
Sign me up.
Right.
But let's talk specifics.
Okay.
The article mentioned that businesses are already using AI agents to streamline operations.
Yeah.
This could be huge for productivity.
Absolutely.
Like, think about all those like repetitive tasks.
Right.
That eat up so much of our time. Mm-hmm. Like data entry scheduling meetings.
Oh, yeah.
Answering basic customer service inquiries.
Mm.
An AI agent can handle all that.
Right.
Freeing up human employees.
Exactly.
To focus on more like strategic and creative work.
More fulfilling work.
So instead of being like bogged down by admin.
Right.
People can actually focus on the work that they're passionate about.
Absolutely.
I like the sound of that.
And me too.
But it's not just about like increased efficiency.
Right.
Yeah. Right? It feels like this could have like a ripple effect on the entire workforce.
It could. You know, with AI agents handling these routine tasks, businesses can scale up their operations without necessarily needing to hire more staff.
Okay.
It's like having a workforce that can grow and adapt to changing demands.
Without the usual limitations.
Exactly.
That brings us to, I think, one of the biggest potential benefits.
Okay.
Personalization.
Yeah.
The article talked about personalized education.
Right.
Which sounds incredible.
Yeah, very cool.
But can you give me some other examples of how AI agents could create like truly customized experiences?
Well, imagine an AI agent that acts as your personal shopper.
Okay.
Not just recommending products based on your past purchases, but actually understanding your style, your budget, even your current mood to suggest items you'll love.
Okay.
Or think about healthcare.
Okay.
An AI agent could analyze your medical history, lifestyle genetic data to create a personalized health plan.
Wow.
With tailored recommendations for diet,
okay,
exercise, and preventative care.
It's like having a personal health coach.
Yeah, exactly.
In your pocket.
Right in your pocket.
It feels like the possibilities are endless.
Yeah, it really does.
But the article also touches on like the potential risks and challenges associated with AI agents.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to admit, some of those kind of gave me pause.
Well, of course, you know, any powerful technology comes with potential downsides.
Yeah.
And I think with AI agents, one of the biggest concerns is data privacy.
Yeah.
You know, these agents need access to a lot of personal information to function effectively.
If my AI agent is like managing my calendar, booking my travel, even ordering my groceries, it's going to have like a pretty intimate view.
A lot of information.
Of my life.
Yeah.
How do we ensure that this data is handled responsibly?
Well, that's where robust data security measures come in.
Okay.
You know, AI agents need to be designed with privacy in mind from the ground up.
Right.
Using encryption and other security protocols to protect sensitive data.
So it's got to be built in like from the beginning.
From the very beginning, yeah. And it's also important to have clear regulations in place that govern how this data can be collected, used, and shared.
That makes sense. But beyond data privacy, there's also the question of accuracy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, these AI agents are still in development.
Right. They are.
Right.
They're not perfect.
Are there concerns about them making mistakes?
Of course.
Especially in fields like healthcare where the stakes are so high.
Absolutely. Accuracy is paramount.
Yeah.
And it's important to remember that AI agents are only as good as the data they're trained on.
Right.
So if an AI agent is trained on biased or incomplete data, it could make inaccurate or even harmful decisions.
Mm.
That's why it's crucial to make sure that they are trained on diverse and representative data sets and that their algorithms are constantly being tested and refined.
So it's all about like responsible development and deployment.
Yeah.
We need to make sure that we're building these systems with the right safeguards in place.
Yeah, absolutely.
But despite the challenges, it's clear that AI agents are here to stay.
They are.
So let's shift gears a little bit and look ahead.
Okay.
What does the future hold for these digital game changers?
Well, one exciting possibility is enhanced collaboration between humans and AI agents.
Interesting.
Think of it as like a partnership.
Okay.
Where AI agents augment our capabilities,
mm-hmm.
helping us make better decisions, solve problems more efficiently, and even unlock new levels of creativity.
Wow.
It's not about replacing humans.
Yeah.
It's about empowering them.
That's a great point.
Yeah.
It's not about like AI versus humans.
Wait.
It's about AI working alongside humans.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
But as AI agents become like more sophisticated,
yeah,
we can expect them to take on even more complex tasks.
Absolutely. We're already seeing AI agents being used in fields like finance.
Okay.
Where they're analyzing market trends and making investment recommendations.
Interesting.
In healthcare, AI agents are assisting with diagnosis and treatment planning.
Wow.
And in manufacturing, they're optimizing production processes and even designing new products.
It's really incredible.
It is.
As AI agents continue to evolve.
Yeah.
It feels like the possibilities really are boundless.
They are. It's very exciting.
It's almost like we're witnessing the birth of like
yeah.
a new species of digital worker.
Right.
One that can tackle tasks
mm-hmm.
that were once thought to be exclusive to humans.
Exactly.
But with that comes like a whole new set of questions.
Of course, as AI agents become more autonomous,
right.
we need to think carefully about the ethical implications.
Okay.
You know, who's responsible when an AI agent makes a mistake?
How do we ensure that AI agents are used fairly and equitably?
Yeah.
These are questions we need to grapple with as we enter this new era of intelligent machines.
It's a lot to wrap our heads around.
It is.
And I'm sure our listener out there is probably feeling a little overwhelmed.
Yeah, I can imagine.
By all of this.
Yeah.
But there's one thing I want to emphasize before we move on.
Yeah.
It's easy to get caught up in all the technical details, but it's like, we're talking about a fundamental shift
yeah.
in how we interact with technology.
Right.
We're moving from a world where we tell machines exactly what to do
uh-huh.
to a world where we give them goals and trust them to figure it out.
It's a pretty profound shift.
Yeah.
And one that comes with immense opportunities,
right.
but also potential challenges.
For sure.
You know, we're essentially delegating decision-making power to these AI agents.
Yeah.
So we need to make sure that they're aligned with our values
right.
and goals.
Yeah.
It's almost like raising a child.
Oh, that's interesting.
You don't just let them run wild.
Right.
You guide them, teach them right from wrong, and instill in them a sense of responsibility.
That's such a great analogy.
Yeah.
It's like, we're not just building AI agents.
Right.
We're shaping their development.
We are.
Like digital parenting.
It is like digital parenting.
And that brings up another point from the article.
Okay.
The need for transparency.
Mm-hmm.
Like if we're going to trust these AI agents with important decisions.
Right.
We need to understand how they're making those decisions.
Absolutely. Transparency is crucial. We
yeah.
need to be able to look under the hood, so right. to speak,
right.
and understand the reasoning
yeah.
behind an AI agent's actions.
Mm-hmm.
And this isn't just about like technical transparency, you know, being able to see the code and the data.
Yeah.
It's also about explaining the decision-making process
right.
in a way that's understandable to humans.
Because we need an AI agent translator.
Yeah.
Something that can bridge the gap
exactly.
between those complex algorithms
okay.
and our human need to understand why a decision was made.
Exactly.
But even with transparency,
yeah.
there's still the question of control.
Uh-huh.
Are we giving up too much control?
That's a valid concern okay. and one that we need to address head on.
Okay.
I think the key is to strike a balance
mm-hmm.
between autonomy and control.
Right.
You know, we want AI agents to be able to operate independently
yeah.
and make decisions efficiently.
Right.
But we also need to have mechanisms in place to intervene if necessary to set boundaries
yeah.
and to ensure that they're always acting in our best interest.
Right.
Think of it like a self-driving car.
Okay.
You know, it can navigate roads and traffic on its own.
Yeah.
But you still have a steering wheel and brakes if you need to take control.
So it's not about relinquishing control.
No.
It's about sharing control.
It is.
In a way that benefits both humans and AI agents.
Exactly.
But as we wrap up this deep dive,
yeah.
I want to come back to something you said earlier.
Okay.
About the incredible potential of AI agents to solve some of the world's biggest challenges.
Right.
Can you give us like a glimpse of what that future might look like?
Sure. Imagine a world where AI agents are working alongside scientists
okay.
to develop new cures for diseases,
mm-hmm.
analyzing massive data sets to identify patterns
wow.
and accelerate research.
Okay.
Or picture AI agents helping us manage our increasingly complex energy grids,
right.
optimizing efficiency and reducing our reliance on fossil fuels.
Yeah.
And think about the potential for AI agents to personalize education,
mm-hmm.
tailoring learning to each student's needs
yeah.
and helping unlock their full potential.
That's incredible.
It is. It's a very exciting future.
It's a vision of a future where AI is used not just for convenience or profit,
right.
but to create like a better world.
Yeah.
for everyone. And that's something I think we can all get behind.
Absolutely. AI agents are tools. Mm-hmm. And like any tool that can be used for good or for ill,
right,
it's up to us to ensure that they're developed and deployed responsibly, ethically,
right,
and with a focus on creating a future,
yeah,
where AI benefits all of humanity.
Well, on that note, I think we've given our listener a lot to think about.
We have.
You know, we've gone from the basics of what AI agents are,
right,
to how they work, the potential benefits and risks,
mm-hmm,
and even a glimpse into the future.
A little peek into the future.
But this is just the beginning.
It is. The world of AI agents is constantly evolving.
Right.
It's a very exciting time to be following this field.
It really is.
And I encourage you to continue exploring, learning, and engaging in conversations about the future of AI.
Because ultimately, the future of AI is not something that's going to be decided for us.
Right.
It's something that we're all going to shape together.
We all have a role to play.
So stay curious, stay informed, and stay engaged.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
This has been The Deep Dive. We'll catch you next time.
Nope.